Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Let's discuss this, though, because a group of concerned parents and teachers from Blanchardstown in West Dublin estimate that 4 out of 5 secondary schools in their area are missing teachers across key subjects. And that's forcing them, they say, to hire unqualified people or drop the subjects completely. Kate Relahan is a founder of Education Coalition Dublin West, and she's on the line now ahead of her public meeting on teacher shortages, which is happening later tonight. Kate, you're very welcome to the programme.
Or Amila Cormack.
Now, it's happening, this public meeting in West Dublin. Where exactly?
Absolutely, yeah. In the Crown Plaza tonight at 7:30 p.m. So we've invited our government ministers. This came off the back, actually, of a campaign that started way back in November. We had 2 Zoom meetings to put our case to government ministers, because we were witnessing and having to sit through as parents our children in unsupervised classes and not being taught their core subjects. So yeah, this is a campaign that has actually gained huge momentum in the last few days. So thank you for the opportunity to speak to tonight's meeting.
Well, let's tease it out a little bit. Is this not up to boards of management and teachers and teacher union bodies to make this case?
Yes, it is. And support, yes, union leaders actually have been front and centre. Kieran Christie and Michael Gillespie alongside ourselves in this. But you see, you have the situation, Cormac, in Dublin West, where it's more difficult at second level because you have your teacher or schools competing against each other, really, for school places. So it's more difficult on secondary school bodies to speak out on this, you know. But we just felt now, we had a Zoom meeting last November, December, and it actually brought us together. The school community, parents have no idea how running a shoestring education is, and legacy issues from the bank bailout. So we thought it was brought us together, a united campaign of teachers and pupils together to really drive home that actually what's happening in schools now is absolutely criminal. The fact that pupils are being taught by unqualified teachers, subjects are being shelved. Like, it's almost impossible now in Dublin, especially in Blanchardstown, for woodwork, metalwork, to have the school find and source a teacher.
It's a really serious issue. And actually, we've discussed it on this programme as well. Just to be completely clear and transparent, you're a member of Solidarity, Kate, isn't that right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
There will be members of various parties at the meeting this evening. Just to make that clear for people.
Yeah, no,
can I
am,
ask you,
but
though,
like,
would you accept that the government's line on this and the minister's line, that they're doing all they can in terms of increasing the supply of teachers? They're trying to increase the number of teacher training places. They're trying to get retired teachers back into the system by lifting financial penalties. They're allowing job sharing, they say. They're allowing student teachers to provide more substitute cover. Would you accept that in the circumstances, they're doing as much as they can?
Absolutely and wholeheartedly not. From the outset, you talk about there's a 10 billion government surplus there that's not being utilised at the moment. Retired teachers have done their bit. They're 40 years and they shouldn't have to work anymore. What actually the government's shown, and from our 2 Zoom meetings, is that presently what they're doing is they're actually promoting graduates to go abroad. The Department of Education put out a tweet in encouraging teachers to leave this country amid a teacher shortage crisis.
Well, I don't know if that's
true. We don't
true
have
now.
Enough.
Whenever I've spoken with ministers, they actually ask teachers to stay at home if they can at all, but they can't force them.
I know, but you need to make it more lucrative. Like, for example, Australia currently are offering bursaries of between 9 and 50,000 for teachers, for there's a teacher shortage, to actually entice and lure teachers to the subjects where there are shortages in. Mm-hmm. Britain, for example, what the government, a Tory government, are doing there is offering from £27,000 to teachers, which is the average industrial wage here, to plug the gaps in curriculum.
So what are you saying, Kate? What are you saying? And is this a personal opinion of yours, or is this the position of Education Coalition Dublin West?
We want investment in education.
What does
that mean,
though?
We are still... we want there's a 10 billion rainy day surplus there at the moment. So we want that 10 billion to be, it's an emergency now, because we have students, which we have to oversee as parents. Like my son, for example, would work in metal work.
Hang on a second. What are you saying? Yeah. To increase the pay of teachers, or a once-off bonus, or what?
Absolutely. We've never, like, 6,000 I have for a master's, right? 660 is all they're offering for the last 10 years post bailout. So there aren't, there's no promotion for teachers. Pay as well, that's why we're not getting them. We have never returned from the cutbacks of the bank bailout, which was 12 years ago. We still haven't recovered the learning support, resource.
There has been somewhat of
a
recovery in terms of salary.
But minimal.
Are you seriously saying, though, and let me ask you again, is this your position, or is this a position as agreed with all the partners in the Education Coalition Dublin West grouping? Are you saying that you should take the windfall payment, the windfall bonus from corporation tax, and spend it on public sector salaries? Is that right? That would be a yearly expenditure.
Absolutely. Like, a fundamental right of society and the government is education. So we're calling it, we have a teacher tonight, Cormac, who's going to be videoed, who's currently facing an eviction. Because now what teachers are facing, and if we're all for a city allowance or some sort of an allowance for teachers, her entire monthly salary is going to rent. Like in my dad's, it was principle of my dad's time that 1/10 of your income would go to rent. Mm-hmm. Now we have your entire monthly salary going to rent. So teachers are being priced out of Dublin. Why isn't the government building housing for essential workers? Same for nurses.
They say they're trying their best, I suppose, as much housing. Are you saying a stipend for Dublin only?
For all cities where this is, like, look at the Australian government, what they're doing for where there's a teacher shortage, they're finding solutions. We gave solutions to our ministers in our Zoom meetings, and they did nothing about it. They had 6 weeks to fast track teaching council registration, to bring in graduates at third level who could, as a stopgap, like bursary schemes. Why aren't they enticing and luring teachers back from abroad?
And before I let you go, I let you go, do you want the same for nurses and guards as well?
Absolutely. We have a see. I'm telling
and
you,
everybody
Cormac,
in the
what
public
we're going
sector
to have to see now.
But everybody
no,
in the
no,
public
sector. No, specific. No, no. Specific to teaching. We are not, you will not get an education in Dublin City and over the next course of the next few years if you don't invest in education. And that's from the conditions on the ground, from teachers being evicted, and the government could lift the eviction ban straight. That's what the cause of the government lifting the eviction ban is, a part of this reason why teachers are being evicted. And also we need more lucrative contracts to keep and retain our teachers here in Dublin and in cities who are struggling
One text, I assume this person may agree with you, Kate. The core problem is that new teachers cannot get long-term contracts. They're on tenuous contracts and they don't get paid for full-time hours. Look, the meeting is tonight. Kate Rallahan, founder of Education Coalition Dublin West, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.